How does a wolf know how to hunt its prey deep within the forest? How did the birds know how to immigrate south during the winter? Within all living beings is a connection to instinct. There is a connection to primordial and primitive knowledge. And within many people, not all people, but within many people is a deep awareness of truth. Religions all over the world discuss this concept of being awake, of being aware of what is real and what is not real. This is something that can be accessed at the subconscious level, such as the reality of dreams, or such as being inspired by a brilliant film like Lord of the Rings. This is not something that can just be accessed directly, like, hey, go be inspired. Go tap into the truth. So this is something that you have to reach through great art, great music, and great cinema. This is something called the collective unconscious. Now, this is a term that Jung came up with, but a lot of his writing on this is so abstract that it's hard for really a lot of people to understand. So we're going to try to define this. It is an instinctive awareness of truth. It is a connection to truths that have existed in legends, in myths, in archetypes throughout time. You see this in the great myths that stood the test of time, because they had eternal values that worked. They had eternal values connected to ideas in nature, because nature itself is billions of years old. Nature itself is the truth. And societies connected to nature are connected to truth. But our society today is a very toxic society. It is one where lies are perpetuated as the truth, and it's very hard to know the truth and very hard to find it. How do we know this is a toxic society? Look around you. Our plutocratic leaders are presiding over the greatest destruction of life on the planet seen since the Permian extinction that happened 250 million years ago. The World Wildlife Fund just found that in the last 40 years, half of the wildlife on the planet has been killed off. Is that the actions of a good system? Is that the actions of a benevolent system? No, it is not. And is this a safe system? The people in charge tell you, just shut up, sit down, go along with the plan. And they want you to believe that there will be this nice little life waiting for you. But this is a fantasy world that will never exist. This is a level of delusion and deceit. Now, the movie The Matrix became popular because it had the idea of people being trapped within a lie. But the Matrix of today is much more effective than the one in the movie because it doesn't need all kinds of machinery to enforce itself. It enforces itself through the power of deceit, through the power of making people think they're free when they're not. For today's slavery is much more effective than the old slavery because it does not need chains and whips to function. All it needs is the chains around the mind. This is something that Sun Tzu talked about. He said that warfare is a battle for the mind, and those who have conquered the minds of their enemies have already won the war. So this is something that we are fighting today. We are fighting a battle for the mind. We are fighting a battle to know the truth. And how does somebody living in today's toxic society access the truth? You do it through tapping into great music, to great art, to great film. In toxic societies, much of the great art will come from outside of the mainstream. If a river is poisoned, clean water will not come from that river. It will come from an alternative source. So it is the forces of the mainstream, the underground, the people in the underground. Those are the people we are trying to reach. That is the source where tomorrow's leaders will come from. Now you have to remember, there is no greater weapon than the truth. No army, no politician, no fat stack of money or major media coverage can hide the truth. You don't need to be rich or politically connected to change history. What you need is the courage to step forward and to spread a message of truth. Many of the people who have caused the most fundamental changes in history were simply people, inspired people, who had the courage to try. So do you. Tapping into the collective unconscious, tapping into the wellspring of knowledge and truth that can be accessed through the artistic world, through the underground world. That is key in this pursuit. The creative people of our time who tap into this knowledge, that is how you find out your fate, your dharma, your goal. And what is that goal? That goal is to fight back. Fight back against the criminal destruction of the planet taking place by today's plutocracy. Speak out. Do what you can. Do not ask what to do, but think it is time to act. Napoleon himself said, "I feel myself driven towards an end that I do not know. As soon as I have reached it, as soon as I shall become unnecessary, an atom will suffice to shatter me. Until then, all the forces of mankind can do nothing to stop me." When you embrace your fate, when you tap into the truth, you will become part of something greater than you can imagine. You will become a part of nature, and you will become unbreakable.